guys, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Jasmine.
And welcome to the very first episode of The Struggle Diaries!
Yay!
We struggle to make it, as you struggle to listen. Alright. We're just gonna start this new little podcast thing. We got background noise, mom's watching Divorce Court in the living room, dogs barking next door, and it's a struggle, but
we're trying,
and that's basically what this whole podcast is about. So today, we're gonna try to come to you guys every week with different topics and like the struggle of struggling with different topics of everyday life. So today, we decided to start off with something a little more fun, the struggle of finding good music. So we're gonna talk all about music today.
Just some background, me and Brandy are both dancers, so music is a very big part of life for us. We listen to music every day, it's something that gets us through, and it's really hard sometimes to find good music that we appreciate. And like mainstream music is just not cutting it anymore for us.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, I don't want to sound like a snob, like, some stuff is really, really good.
Some stuff, yeah.
Like, if you look, there are a lot of great artists out there. And like some mainstream stuff is cool, but everything's just starting to sound the same. And like some people who just are becoming famous who don't deserve to be famous, right. Like the fucking, and like genius.com is making people who shouldn't be relevant famous, like the fucking Backpack Kid,
yeah.
And people from TikTok,
mumble rappers
and TikTok stars and YouTube people who don't even really have talent, like,
yeah, that, and like the radio tends to play a lot of music over and over and over again, and it just makes me not appreciate the song as much as I should, because it's actually really good music, but it's really annoying when you have to hear it 5 times in a row on the same day.
And it's like we get like plays that's good for the artist, yes. But like it's at the same time, it's like you just wish you could have a little variety, so we just get sick of it and we turn it off.
Yeah.
And we just listen to our own stuff.
Yeah. And we're artists too, so we want to appreciate the artistry behind like making the music and what the lyrics are saying to us, and just have more meaning for us
definitely.
Personally.
Like, I don't know who made Cash Me Outside Girl famous. I don't know who did that, but I'll never forgive you for it. Like,
yeah, it's stuff like that.
Like, shit like that annoys me. So we're gonna talk about some stuff, the music that we enjoy. We've got a couple lists for you. We're gonna talk about our top 5 favorite albums of
the past 5 years.
Well, she's doing the past 5 years. I said of 2018. I'm doing 2018 because there's too many that I like for the past 5 years. But she's doing the past 5 years.
Yes.
We play our own rules here, guys. Yeah. And then at the end of the podcast, we're gonna have put together a playlist for you guys, and we will put a link to that playlist. It'll be either a Spotify link or a YouTube playlist link, and we'll just put it in the description, and we're gonna try to have a new playlist for you guys every week for different moods that we go through every day.
Yes.
So here we go with our top 5.
Yay.
Woo. All right,
you wanna go first?
Let's go with our top 5. Okay, let's Rochambeau.
Okay,
whoever wins goes first. Okay, ready? Rochambeau.
Damn it. You won.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was thinking 2 out of 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so one for me. Rochambeau.
Oh, okay, I'm tied.
Rochambeau. Rochambeau.
No!
Buddy, you're a moment. Okay, so I'm going crazy. This is my top 5 albums of 2018. Number 5 would have to go to KTSE by Teyana Taylor.
Oh.
And KTSE stands for Keep That Same Energy. And I'm like, I wasn't surprised because I knew she was talented, but like I didn't know like she could like sing.
She got pipes.
Yes, like she could like sing. So like I was like listening to it, and like she has like all these like chill songs. Like Gonna Love Me is probably my favorite song on that album. It's really like this, like it just makes you wanna, like, if you had a loved one, like you just cruising down the street with your loved one. Like I'm not a loved one, but it makes me feel like I do, and I appreciate having those feelings. And she has a song at the very end called WTP, which I appreciate so much because it's a voguing track. And the music video is completely like the Vogue culture, the ballroom scene, and I feel like you know, bringing that to the mainstream is something important because not a lot of people know about that scene, including me. I'm still learning about it. So I really enjoyed that project. Her vocals were on point. Kanye's production was on point. I think it was great. So that's my number 5 of 2018.
Good choice. Yeah. Good choice. You need to listen to her.
Yeah, it's good.
Mine.
Of all time? I mean, for the past 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't
really... What year was this?
Well, I went back to 2014, but I didn't really put it in any order of, like, importance.
Okay.
These are all equally important. Maybe some more than others. I'm a mess. Anyways. So, my number 5 was the 2014 Forest Hills Drive album by J. Cole.
I love that.
This
album
is just a great album because, you know, this put him back on. I feel like he was kind of slept on for a cool second, and then when this album came out, it was just really eye-opening. And right off the bat, like, I swear, one of my favorite tracks is the intro. And I know it's just the intro, but, like, just that little tidbit is just, just a sample.
That is one of my favorite intros to any album ever.
Any album ever. And then, I said this earlier to Randy, but something that I really appreciated about the album was that it flows. This is, like, one of those albums that you have to play it from the beginning to the end, and it just flows so nicely. The sound was great. He had some really eye-opening lyrics on that song, or not song, on the album. And it was just a great album overall, and it just made me appreciate J. Cole even more.
Yeah, that was a really good one for
him. It was. Oh, man.
There were so many bangers on that. Freaking had Wet Dreams. Wet Dreams.
Music video,
Tale of Two Cities. Freaking Fire Squad, GOMD,
yeah.
Saint-Tropez. I'm going off the list. Like, those are some gems. I was actually on the list. If I was doing my top 5 of the past 5 years, that would have been on my list too.
So. Right.
But yeah. Also, yeah, the way that the intro just flows into January 28th is like such a seamless transition.
I love January 28th. Like, I swear, I always play the intro and then I always go right into January 28th because I have to.
You have to listen to both in
a
row.
It's mandatory.
You can't just do one.
You can't just play one without the other.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was my number 5.
That's a good one.
Thank you, J. Cole.
Thank you, J. Cole. Thank you, Jermaine Cole.
Okay.
Number 4. I'm going with someone that I actually had never listened to until, like, it's gonna sound bad, like, oh, you only started listening to this person because of a certain... No, I'm just late. I'm late with everything. And it just so happened that this happened after his death. I'm talking about Swimming by Mac Miller.
Oh, wow.
That album was very, very touching. And it was, like, not even the fact that he passed, but, like if you listen to it, like, he's, like, saying some real shit. And, like, I have to say my favorites off of there, the intro, he's singing. It's, like, this beautiful, like acapella, like, with just, like, this muted guitar and these, like, ambient sounds in the background. And then you get into Hurt Feelings and the beat drops. And it's so good. I think my favorite song off of there is probably the last song, which is So It Goes. And that little, that outro with just the strings, oh my gosh, I was in tears when I first heard that album. I really think it should have won Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Yeah, he was kind of shortchanged.
No disrespect to Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B, you had a great year. I love Cardi B. She had a great year.
Oh yeah, Cardi B coming up.
But for me, but Swimming, I think Swimming deserved.
It was a really good album.
It was a really great album, and I just feel like I wish that he could have stayed alive to, like, reap the benefits of that album because it was a fantastic
album. It spoke
album.
To a lot of people. It
definitely.
Really did. I know Hurt Feelings, definitely. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, and I love Perfecto. Perfecto is like one of my, like, I think probably my second favorite besides So It Goes. But yeah.
I'm gonna have to listen to So It Goes.
It's really good. The whole album's dope.
No, I haven't listened to the whole album in its entirety, so I'm slacking.
I love when rappers sing without auto-tune. When they sing without auto-tune and, like, they just kind of, like, accept, like, oh, I'm not gonna be a singer, but, like, you sing without auto-tune, like, it's like you can hear the vulnerability. Like, Tyler did that.
Oh,
you know, and, like, I love when people do that. So yeah, that's my number 4 of 2018.
Okay. oh man, I feel like I should have put this one on number 1. But not my number 4 is from one of my all-time favorite artists of all time. The album I chose was The Search for Everything by John Mayer.
I knew that was coming.
Okay, so I don't think everyone knows this, but I am such a huge John Mayer fan. I love him to death. His music has helped me get through depression, through breakups, through like life's obstacles, all kinds of things. And so when this album dropped, it was like an entirely new sound because he's been through like a metamorphosis of just different sounds because he like moved to Montana, and so he adapted like this whole different country-esque vibe when he did Born and Raised. And so when this album came out, there's only like what, 4 or 5 songs on it, and I was just like blown away, and I was like, who is this new John Mayer? So New Light, I have to say, is my favorite song. Oh, I'm getting emotional, oh my god. I love you, John Mayer. I have not seen him in concert yet, but that is like my goal for 2019. I just, John Mayer.
We'll make it happen, okay? Yes.
I love John Mayer so much. Kind of like Vanessa's undying love for Brockhampton.
Yeah.
I love John Mayer so much. That album just spoke to me. I was just like, yes, John Mayer, new sound, go ahead.
I haven't heard it. I should probably check it out because I like John Mayer, but like I'm not as familiar with Scatterbar. I'm just so used to like his like old stuff.
Oh yeah, his old stuff.
His old stuff is freaking iconic. Like freaking great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
Okay. Number three
is a movie soundtrack.
Oh my god.
Black Panther's soundtrack is amazing. Okay. Yes. That is one of my top favorites of this year and of all time. It's one of my top soundtracks of all time. That's like up there on my. I will talk about soundtracks later, but it's definitely on the list. Right next to Space Jam that soundtrack is amazing. Let me just tell you, when he opens up with Black Panther, Kendrick opens up with the title track, and it's like this ambient stuff that you feel like you would hear on one of Kendrick's like personal projects. Then it goes into All the Stars, and then you get X, like, Are You on 10 Yet? Then you got The Waves with Khalid and Sway Lee, and you're just chilling with your bae. And then you got Ops, and you got the chase scene, and then you got I Am with Georgia Smith, and she's just taking you, she takes you somewhere. And then you got I Am Killmonger, Paramedic, ooh, the Bay track. Don't even get me started on Paramedic. We have go in to Paramedic. Like Bloody Waters, King's Dead, which won a Grammy by the way, tied with Anderson .Paak, so that was dope.
Yes.
Redemption, Seasons, one of the most important songs on that album. That freaking, oh my god, when he's talking, when he's rapping, singing in Swahili, in the beginning, oh my god, that is like a moment. This whole album is a fucking moment. The collaborations you never would have thought would happen. It's just like, it's a soundtrack, but it's a standalone album. Like, it's so good.
It's very empowering too.
Hella empowering, especially for us melanin people. I know you're not black, but no. You know, you're honorary. You're honorary.
It was a really good movie.
Such a good movie. That movie was great.
The soundtrack helped to uplift it.
Oh, definitely.
Also,
definitely.
Shout out to the director.
Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler. I'm a Sac State alumni myself. I'm a Sac State grad. If you ever need a production assistant, hit me up.
Hit her up.
Sac State.
Randy Murray.
Sac State alum. Helping Sac State alum. Right. I need a job.
Because we out here struggling.
We out here struggling. All right. What's your number three?
My number three is Flower Boy.
That is so good.
So Tyler kind of has like this, what's the word I'm looking for? Reputation for kind of doing whatever he wants, and he'll cuss you out on an interview, he'll pull your sheet from you and make sure you're not asking dumb questions. And so for this album to come out, it was just a very big shift in his dynamic and also in like his sound. And I think it's something that's been wanting to happen for a while. Like, we can feel him like testing it out. What's the name of that video? He directed a video for a song. And I'm forgetting the name for it. But the music in that music video was like very, it was different. It was like, Tyler directed this?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
God, but that was just amazing. And so I think my favorite song, I've been playing 911.
I like, love 911, that's my song. Only.
Boredom is really good too.
Boredom is my favorite, I think. Boredom and
Glitter.
Oh.
Glitter, November, Dropping Season. Days was good. I've been listening to that one. I hadn't really appreciated that one before, but that was really good. Just
there are a lot of sleepers on that album. You go back again, you're like, oh shit. Yeah. Like I was listening to Forward and I was like, oh my god.
Garden Shed, ooh.
Garden Shed, 911, and Boredom are my top three.
It's a vibe, honestly. I like the fact that Tyler is like very flexible and that he can go from like, fuck you, duh, like all that like anger and stuff, and just get chill with it.
Like he can go from, da 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 da, baby, I ain't got time.
I fucking hate you, but I love you.
It's so good.
I feel like I should have seen this coming though, because he's a huge fan of Pharrell.
True.
He's a very big fan of Pharrell.
I didn't even like Tyler, the Creator, and that album actually like changed my mind about him a lot.
Yeah.
And his Tiny Desk concert for that era is very surprising, very good. Like he came in with background singers, a live band, and mood lighting. I'm like, who
is
this?
That is not, like what Tyler used to do. And you he's turning over a new leaf, kind of. Or maybe he's been doing it and we're just not paying attention, which means, oh my god, there's way more artistry behind that. Oh my god, okay. That's my number three. Thank you, Tyler.
That's a good one.
You're freaking awesome.
Okay.
Number two.
Oh my god.
And?
My number two album of 2018.
We're struggling. We are here struggling.
Iridescence.
Oh yes.
By Brockhampton.
Oh, Brockhampton.
When I tell you, I listened to this album nonstop for like 5 straight months, like on a loop. It was that and my number one choice, which you'll find out soon. On a loop, those two albums back to back, on a loop, on a loop, on a loop, on a loop. That was my album of the year, in addition to my number one. I went and saw Brockhampton in San Francisco live.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh my god, it was an experience. I wasn't in the front, I wasn't in the pit, because one, I don't do that. I don't deal with people pushing, I don't do mosh pits. See, I'm the kind of person who's like, okay, I know like at a concert, like a Brockhampton concert, like it's kind of part of the experience, like the moshing and like, the pit is on. I'm like, no, not me, honey. I just want to sit and watch my boys and enjoy the set, and that's what I did. I was in the balcony. I'm like, I'll stay up here, I'll watch out from here.
You're like the raver in the back that's like chilling, doing their moves.
Exactly.
That's Brandy.
I'm in the talent pit. How far there's the space? I'm like,
we're in the area where you can feel the circulation.
Yeah, I'm like breakdancing and shit.
We're not gonna struggle to get to the front.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not gonna be dealing with people. I'm just no.
Yeah.
But when I went, even though I was far from them, I felt them. Oh my goodness. Favorites on the album. Let's pull them up. Oh, track 1 through 15 are my favorites. There's 15. New Orleans, you open up. Oh my god. You open up and you just hear Dom just come out hella hard. Nigga, brother, what you think? And I'm like, fuck. And then Bareface has a rapping.
Oh,
a
Bareface.
Rap verse. And then you see on Thug Life, Bareface is singing. I'm like, huh? In Berlin, where Jova.
Jova. That's her man.
Yeah. Jova has like the best verse on Berlin. Something about him, where to cash at. Like, there's, honestly, I can't say there's one bad track. My favorite would probably have to be Berlin, Wait, District. Oh my god, District. If you watch my reaction video, I had several orgasms to District. It's not safe for work because I sound like I'm coming all the time. And fucking San Marcos and Fabre. And Joer, of course. Like, that whole album was just like, it touched on so many topics that I feel like hip hop people are afraid to address, like mental health and, you know, like
being gay,
homophobia, and shit like that, and like family acceptance and stuff like that. It's just, it's an amazing album.
I think Brockhampton's really cool because they're not afraid to talk about things that people are uncomfortable about, and there's still like sort of a stigma around it. So like homophobia, Brandy kind of touched on. They're the front runners for the new generation of music.
I hope that people follow their footsteps because they're really doing something special.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you, Brockhampton.
All right. What is your number two?
Oh, this album has helped me through so much. Actually, Brandy is the one that told me to listen to this album. And I was kind of, when it first came out, I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it because everyone else is doing it. I'm gonna be my own person and not listen to it. Mm-hmm. But I was wrong. I'm sorry that I didn't listen to you. People. My number two is Control by SZA. Oh my god.
So important, I think, for every woman to hear that album in their 20s. Like,
just anyone, really. Like, my god.
I mean, I feel like it even gives, like, the guys the perspective of what we go through.
Right. I just personally relate to a lot of these songs, like Supermodel, and that came out. I was actually going through a pretty rough breakup when I listened to this, and so Supermodel kind of said everything that I wanted to say. I mean, I didn't do everything that she was talking about in the song, but
of course.
But like the mindset that she had when she was like spitting the lyrics and stuff, like, yeah, I slept with your best friend even though you cheated on me. Like, oh, like I was like, girl, yes. Like, I relate to that so bad. We actually used the song 20-something for another little series that me and Brandy, well, mostly Brandy, was like brainstorming. Check it out besides, what am I saying? Check it out. We'll put a link below in the description. But 20-something is a song that kind of helped us realize.
Oh, 20-something. That song summed the whole thing up so beautifully.
It speaks to us. That's actually kind of the inspiration behind this.
She
just put everything into a song that we are already kind of thinking about but not really saying out loud. Like, it's hard being in your 20s. It really is. And you have to struggle with so many things, and people just think it's so easy for you to, you know, get everything done, but it's easier said than done.
I was in tears when I first heard that song. Like,
oh yeah.
How can I be 20-something?
Right.
All alone still, not a thing in my name. Right. I'm like, shit, yeah. Bitch, me too.
And The Weeknd is a bop, for sure.
It's a bop. This song about my favorite song is probably Doves in the Wind on that one.
I love that song.
I love Doves in the Wind.
I love Normal Girl.
Oh, I love Normal Girl.
I love that song. Drew Barrymore, first of all, the title is awesome.
Drew Barrymore
is a fucking queen.
Drew Barrymore is.
She can get it. Anything that she's in, she's fucking
Broken Clocks.
Oh yeah, Broken Clocks is my shit. That one and Love Galore is good. And my like anthem though from this is Garden, or Say It Like That.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it just speaks to me so much. Like, I'm like, yes, like, lie to me, tell me, love, like, my booty getting bigger even though
it rains. Even though it ain't. Like, come on. Like, love me even if it rains.
Right.
Like, shoot.
Yeah, it's like, you'll never love me because I'm not gonna be, like, the real version of me, because you're never gonna love that version of me. And, like, that, when I heard that line, I was, like, crying because I was like, wait.
She has a lot of lines in there that, like, when you, like, really listen to it and, like, it resonates and you just,
yeah.
Like,
just like,
oh. She had a lot of Instagram captions.
Ooh, yeah,
on that album.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of like, damn, why is she saying everything that I don't want to listen to right now?
Right. It's painful to listen to it because it is
so very true.
That's one of my top of the last 5 years as well. It's probably my number two as well.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right,
so we're just going to say our number one together because our number one is the same. Oh, number one of 2018 and her number one of the past 5 years is Hive Mind by the Internet.
Oh my
god. So good.
I love the Internet. Like,
I don't skip any song.
Like, never.
It's perfect. It is perfect from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And it is just like, I have the honor. We both have the honor.
Yeah.
We saw them. We saw the Hive Mind tour in Sacramento. I had the meet and greet. She did not.
I was late because I was dumb.
Oh my god.
It was worth it.
First of all, they are the most sweetest people. The sweetest people you'll ever meet. They give great hugs. Sid is so tiny. Like, Sid is so small, but she's got big dick energy, so you forget.
Yes, she does.
So, like, you hug her, and I'm just like, oh, my arm's about to wrap around you twice, girl.
Right.
But she's, oh my god. Their spirit, like, you can just feel their spirit, and during the concert, like, you can, like, just feel them. They connect with everyone in that
even
room.
Before they came on stage. It was a vibe. Everyone there was like on the same wavelength, and like they had music playing.
Everyone was friendly too. Like, very all the fans friendly. Were very friendly. Like, no one was like fighting to get to the front. It was just kind of like, excuse me, can I please get to the front because I really want to see this song. Okay, yeah, cool. Everyone was pretty cool. People was like exchanging Instagrams. Like, oh, you going to another concert or an event? Like, let's meet up here. Let's link up this time. Everyone's like, like in each other's Instagrams and stuff. Like the whole vibe was right. And even like, shout out to Moonchild. That was their opening act.
Moonchild was an amazing opening act. Like
so dope.
Homegirl, lead singer. Oh, she got pipes.
No, okay. Moonchild's album almost made. Would have made one of my lists because their album was hella dope.
Yeah.
But yes, so
very talented.
Hive Mind. Going into the favorite tracks.
That's hard.
It's hard.
How can you pick from something that's perfect?
Okay.
Honestly.
If you limit me to my top three, oh crap, how do I do that?
God, I don't even know where.
This is hard. I'd have to say my top three would be Roll.
Ooh, okay.
Beat Goes On and Come Together.
Ooh, okay, so my first choice is Come Together. My second one is Stay the Night. And my third one is It Gets Better with Time.
Yes. All very important songs.
Yes.
But they're all so good, I can't even choose.
I know.
My number one favorite is Come Together, though. When they came out, they opened the concert with.
And I said that, so I stood next to this girl at the concert and I told her, and I was like, if they open with Come Together, I'm gonna lose it. And I'm gonna cry.
Oh my god. My heart was just like.
And when we were at the concert, Sid totally shouted out Brandy and dedicated Girl to her.
She did, because I had a shirt with the thumbnail. I'll just put a picture
so
up.
So jealous.
Yeah, she's just like, it's your song, girl. And she pointed to me and said, they say girl. And I was like, yes, this is my song. Yeah.
And Brandy's knee was really injured at the time, so Brandy was like on the side.
Yeah, I was on the side in freaking ADA seating because my knee was injured at the time.
So she couldn't stand up with like the rest of us.
Yeah, I couldn't stand in the front, but like I was there, but like I could feel them.
Well, Brandy has thick energy too. She was on the side, like,
like I didn't need to be face to face with them because I felt them. She glanced at me at least 5 times. I was cool where I was at. I had a great time. So, that's our top 5 albums.
I would see them again.
Oh, me too. That was hands down the best concert I've ever been to in my life.
That was the best concert.
That was the best concert I had ever been. And I've been to like freaking Janet Jackson. I've been to a lot of different concerts. That one was my favorite
one.
That takes the cake. So now we're going to build a playlist for you guys. And basically what we wanted to do was we wanted to make a playlist and we call it 20 songs for 10 moods.
Yeah, so the moods that we chose are basically moods that we feel every week at some point in time.
Every day.
It varies, and I'm sure everyone kind of resonates with the moods that we picked out. And so we split it up, so 10 songs each, one song per mood.
Yep, exactly. And we're gonna like just put this together and hopefully it helps you get through your week.
Yeah.
So,
but we don't know what the other person picks.
Yeah, that's gonna be a surprise.
It's gonna be a surprise.
You wanna go first since I went first for albums?
Sure.
Snapchat.
Break time.
Okay. It works. There you go.
Yay.
You can look at Apple Music or YouTube or whatever.
Okay, cool. So, our first mood that we chose was waking up in the morning, which we all know is a struggle. Because me being 24, I can't get up as fast as I used to when I was 21. Mm-hmm. Or 18. Or 14. Or 3.
Or 4.
Or 5.
Or when we were in the
It's just hard to get up.
It's just hard to get the fuck up. Yeah.
So, this is my wake-up song for this week anyway.
Yes. We're going to try to do this every week, by the way.
Yes. I just like the beat because it's very la 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 la.
It's very like, I feel like I would hear that in a romantic comedy, like,
wake up, brush your teeth. The music video for it is pretty hilarious. You should watch it, actually. It's really crazy.
I might. Okay. So my wake up song has a little different vibe. I kind of like took it as like, alright, I'm finna take on this motherfucking day. I'm finna get this shit done. Like, and
you got to sometimes.
Here it is. shit.
The rappers.
No, she got it. It's coming up. She's great in concert. Seen her twice. Once in Portland, once in San Francisco. She's great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next mood is confidence. Because, you know, some days I just need a little extra pick-me-up because,
Yes.
You know, you tried me.
Yes. Y'all know who y'all are.
So, yes. This one, actually, I think you showed me this song. I think.
Oh, okay.
You know this song.
I knew you were gonna pick this song! That's why I took it off my list!
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful then and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Because there's a part where, yeah, so if you need a hero, just look in the mirror. No one's gonna save you now,
so you better save yourself. Everybody's hurting, everybody's going through it.
Yes.
That's definitely one of mine too. I was gonna use that, but I knew she was gonna use it, so I took it off and changed it to something else.
It makes me feel confident AF. That's my song.
So mine is like, I'm feeling confident and like I'm like getting ready to go out. But like I'm getting ready to face the day. And I've kind of like used this as like a song or I want to speak it into existence.
Okay.
Successful by Ariana Grande. I'm like, I want to be able to. It's gonna be a good day. I'm so successful. You know, like you just gotta tell yourself that sometimes. Even if you're not, which I'm not.
I got my head and just
not
doing all this.
Yes, yeah, it's a lot of work, girl.
Your hair is getting stuck in my face. I was like, no, don't want it. Okay, hold on. This one.
Next category is working out.
Yes, which I don't do enough of.
Same.
Whoops. So it's How Deep Is Your Love?
Oh, yes.
But this is the Chris Lake remix. And I love Chris Lake. I drink, so. And actually, this is the song that got me into EDM. I heard this song and I was like, yes.
Hey. Oh. Let me scoot over a little bit.
Yes.
No, to me.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
I feel like I should skip for Colin. Let me skip this beat right now. It's a vibe. This whole thing is a vibe. Yeah, I'll be running to this.
This is a good, this sounds like a good red song.
How deep is your love? Yeah. But this is my workout song.
It's a good one.
Yes. Thank you. Calvin Harris, you're a genius.
Mine, okay, so my workout playlist is full of cardio songs. Cause I just think about songs like what are good to walk to or like power walk to or like, cause like me, when I'm on the treadmill, to get through the workout, I have to listen to songs that I'm gonna like lip sync to. So I'm just like, yes.
Yeah, right?
So.
You ever find yourself like dancing on it?
Oh yeah, I do that all the time. I'd be like, walk, slow. And walk. Like I've been doing that all the time. And people look at me, I don't care. I gotta get through my workout. Shut the fuck up. So this is mine. And that I chose, and I feel like this, whatever, it speaks for itself. in the house. Heels put clacking about. Fine, fresh, feminine style to 11. I'm divine. So I'm just walking on the treadmill. You know, getting my heart rate down, slow walking, walk a little faster. And now I'm taking my breath, I'm almost ready. Gonna turn it up to running speed. 5, 6, 7, 8. So that's my workout song.
RuPaul, right?
Yes, RuPaul. Call me mother.
They call me
mother.
Okay. Next mood is happy / turnt.
Yes.
Brandy asked for the turnt part.
Yeah, but I don't need the turnt no more. She's happy. But so, same thing.
So I actually nagged Brandy to listen to this song.
Oh, God.
She knows exactly which one it is. Because I told her it was a bop and she was like, no! I'm not listening to it.
I said I listened to it on my own time, is what I said.
So I
can't add it.
The song is Anywhere by Anderson .Paak.
Yes.
And Snoop Dogg.
Let me get that intro. Blunts. Gators.
So I like this song because it's like an R&B vibe. And he makes a bunch of R&B references in here, and that makes me happy. To get through the day.
Yes. That's a good one.
What's yours? I'm curious.
Mine. It's Some by Steve Lacy.
I love this song.
This is my, you know, like my staying alive strut song.
I almost picked this song.
And I'm glad you did it.
Yeah. Great life, big life. You gotta give it to.
Yes, please. Steve Lacy's demo. Oh my God, that would have been on one of my lists. I love that demo.
That was a demo, right? I thought it was an EP.
Demo, EP, whatever.
Wonder what the difference is.
Next one is sad. We gonna bring it down a little bit.
So this song actually, it's not on an album. It was actually a song that he did as a live performance. And it was so good because there's like so much technicalities behind like the tuning of the guitar and stuff. But it's called In Your Atmosphere from John Mayer. And this song just makes me sad when I listen to it. Just the guitar playing and the lyrics and stuff, because he's like, I don't think I'm gonna go to LA anymore. He's basically saying like, I'm not gonna go your way anymore because like we're not gonna see each other. Yeah. I know. Like the first time I heard this, I cried. This is from his Live in LA concert, and this was like in 2006. I'm probably wrong.
I don't think I'm gonna go to LA anymore.
And there's two parts to the song. So there's this part, and then there's this other part later in the song where he kind of breaks it down. Actually, I should probably start that part. So that line, that one right there. I don't know what it's like to land and not race to your door. Yeah, right? Oh, I love this song. Okay, so I'm gonna skip to the part where he breaks it down right here.
Okay.
Because it ended, and then he started playing, so everyone's like, oh, he ain't done? Oh, snap! He's a talented guitarist. Very talented. Inspired by lots of blues legends. And, oh, I love John Mayer. I love John Mayer.
I watch your life play out in pictures from afar. Wherever I go,
Facebook's
whatever I do, I wonder where I am in my relationship to you. Wherever you go, wherever you are, watch that pretty life play out in pictures from afar.
Like if you're in the right space, like that song could make you feel sad.
I love John Mayer so much.
Okay, so I went back and forth with my sad song, and I decided to go with this.
So I chose Back and Forth from Aaliyah.
Yeah, and it's sad. No way. This song is by an artist called Space Captain.
Oh.
Ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful voice. This song
is girl guy.
It's a girl. I don't know if it's a group, but it's a female singer, and like this song is just so beautiful, and like the harmonies are gorgeous. It's called Hours, and it's like about like walking away from a relationship, and like finally like trying to convince yourself that you're okay with it. And so when I was going through my breakup, I was listening to this a lot. Turn up just a little bit. Need to get into these harmonies, baby.
Oh my god, you might cry. Good thing this is in the middle of the list.
It's so beautiful. I love it.
Felt that.
There's like, yeah, it's such a gorgeous song. Like, you should really listen to it.
I like her voice.
Yeah, then her voice is gorgeous. Like, her whole, that whole mixed EP, I think it's a CD or whatever, it's called All Flowers in Time. Beautiful. She's got a beautiful voice, but that song is definitely my favorite on there, and it definitely, like, puts me in the mood right there.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Moving on to Angry. Ooh. We should, like, call this, like, Brandy and Jasmine's emotional roller coaster.
Maybe we'll rename it. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, she probably already saw the song, but
no, I didn't see it. I just tapped Apple Music.
She knows this song. So when I'm like feeling some type of way or like I gotta get in somebody's face, this song gets me going. God. Throw it back to Jasmine's first choreo assignment. Or no.
Oh my god!
This is Act Right from Yo Gotti.
Turn it off.
Song.
Wow.
So it's like, get it right. That's get your act right, basically. Which is what I want to say to so many people sometimes. But this song speaks for me, so.
Wow.
Thanks, Yo Gotti.
That's a good one. Alright. My angry song is Heat by Brockhampton.
Oh, yes!
I got pipe dreams, a crack rise, a stripper pose. I'm dancing in
my city,
who they calling cops on my niggas? Who they calling cops on my niggas? That's the first one to go, the first shot I blow. Who they calling cops on my niggas? Who they calling cops on my niggas? Fuck you! I'll break your neck so you can watch your back.
Brockhampton. That's the song that started the obsession.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to that song. What album is that off?
That's on Saturation 1, girls. The wow. First track on Saturation 1.
I do not appreciate Saturation.
We're gonna catch you up.
Yeah, I know. I'm a new fan to Brockhampton.
Oh, so. That's my list. The next mood is Ratchet. Here you go.
She only comes out every so often. Every so often.
I don't have a lot of rap songs. This one's hard for me, but there's only just one song that I go to, so. But I know this little hood rat guy.
I am not. Oh no. Oh no. Yeah. You've run into a problem.
Oh.
Don't look.
Okay. I'm not looking. I can't see.
Oh, here we go.
You know I'm blind as a bat.
Me too.
Of course.
Tatiana from the
Blue. Oh my God. Yeah, I bust down Tatiana. Yeah, I wanna see you bust down.
Bust down Tatiana, bust down Tatiana. I wanna see you bust down, pick it up. Now break that shit down, break it down, speed it up. Now slow that shit down on the gas, slow it down. Bust it, bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gas. Oh, bust down.
down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, now slow that shit down. On the gas, slow it down.
Okay.
Bust it. Bust down, bust it.
That's okay. That's a hood jam. That's a hood jam for sure.
Oh yes.
All right, mine.
I'm trying not to get ratchet. I'm out of shape. Hurt my knees.
N-W-E-N-G. More money, I want your money. I want more money. I want your money. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe, and I'm admitting it. I won't take it back, cause I did this shit. I was a hoe, and I'm admitting it. I won't take it back, cause I did this shit. I was a hoe. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money.
If I wanna fuck him, gon' fuck him. But if he ain't got a buck, I won't cuff him. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Wanted double D, so he stuck him. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably stick the stags in your face. Turn around, then he asked about the taste. He fell in love like the passion of Dre. But I fuck him though, and I don't even care. If his mother know, it's about that paper on another note.
And I fake a baby like a rubber broke.
And I once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I'm a man.
That's my go-to.
Good choice.
Okay, there you go. Study song. The next song is songs to study to, or songs that you put on like when you want to like focus, or like just put in the background.
Oh my god, I have to go on Safari because it's on SoundCloud.
Okay.
I actually chose a SoundCloud artist. He's based in the Netherlands, from what I've seen, but he has like two songs that I'm really into, and I like playing like, what is it, lo-fi hip-hop?
Lo-fi, I love lo-fi.
That's my
lo-fi
music.
Is great, especially to study to.
Come on, SoundCloud. His name is Secret Crates.
Oh.
Yes.
How mysterious.
This one is actually really short. But I heard it on the playlist, and I was like, this is it. This is how I'm going to go out listening to this song. I'm tired. God, he has a song called Thought Cakes.
Did you find it? Oh.
Sorry. It's in here somewhere. The only one I'm choosing is mine. He called it mine. I think it's a he. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that.
Is this it?
This is my study music.
Nice.
Aesthetic, basically.
Yes. Like, if you put, like, a whole, like, I love those live streams, the 24-hour live streams with the little anime lady girl just turning the face on her butt.
I'm a picture of an anime girl for this track, actually. Yeah, she has, like, blue hair. But this is my song, basically, for studying this week. Okay, let me...
I love that. Yeah, like, save that so you can...
Just
remember where it is so I can put it on the playlist.
I got you. That one's on SoundCloud, though. I'm not sure if it's on Facebook or anything, but feel free to check it out, because it's a vibe, for real. It's hard to find good lo-fi music that I enjoy. But yeah, Secret Crates, check them out.
Okay.
Yay, study music.
All right. My song, like, my study song is one that I actually found... on accident. I used to work at Pinkberry frozen yogurt.
Oh,
and in the back, when we were in the back like washing dishes and stuff, we were able to like play like music on Pandora. So I put on like just like the internet like artist station, and it was playing music related to them, and then this song popped up and I was just like, what is this? And I took it down and like this. So it's this song, it's really chill.
Time out.
Oh,
I'm thirsty.
Oh, sorry. Okay, this is Come Around.
Ooh.
By The Foreign Exchange.
Oh, I've heard this song. I've heard this.
I really like
it. I haven't heard this song in years.
What, really?
Wow, this is a throwback.
I heard this in 2016.
Man.
To make you
sexy.
Ooh. Everybody needs to feel this way.
Yes.
Every so often. This is a song that Brandy showed me, actually. She knows what song it is. She knows.
I hope I know what song this is.
Oh, yeah. Because we both have expressed that we want a choreographer. Wow.
Choreograph.
We want a choreograph to this song. I don't know how to say their name. Kuka?
Ah, yeah.
Wow.
I made up all advertised excuses not to.
I thought it was Kuka.
I don't know how to say it.
Kuoka.
I'm sorry. The song's called Honey, though, but this is the medicine remix.
Yes.
Medicine spelled M-E-D-A-S-I-N.
So good.
Oh, this is my, like, I want to choreograph.
I love the rainfall.
It's a vibe. There's no silence even between us.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Yes, but that's my sexy song for the week. Yes.
Yeah.
Forever.
I have one in mind, but I'm changing.
Oh no! Last minute changes, because that's what life does to us.
Yes. This one is like sexy, but like kind of like it's a little different at the same time. But like I like it a lot.
Do I know it?
I know you've heard it.
Oh, okay. I like being pleasantly surprised. Yes! I heard this because of her.
This is Borderline with My Adams by Hyenas Coyote. And like the whole beat just puts me like in a... Emotional roller coaster playlist of the week.
We did sleep / chill.
So, yes.
My sister actually showed me this song. It's not in English.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I like it because of the guitar in it. It's just very soothing. It's called Noche No Te Vayas from Los Tres Caballeros.
Ah. Okay.
Play.
Turn the volume up.
I knew that. I would.
Especially Spanish guitar.
Right.
I love
it. Oh my god, yes. I wish I could play like this, I really do. I want this played in my way. Noche no te vayas, quédate con nosotros para siempre. Y sabes que somos dos amantes. This is my chill song though, like this is a good one. Yes. guitar is such a powerful instrument.
Oh, well, I love guitar so much.
Yes.
Okay, so the final song on your emotional roller coaster playlist of the week.
gotta call it that. Yes.
No.
Emotional roller coaster. Yeah, if you've been watching this whole time, thank you for sticking with it.
Yeah,
thank you. It's a struggle. I know. I wouldn't feel bad if you admitted that you fast-forwarded to a few parts, because I probably would too.
Alright, so I picked a song. It's like, it's a chill song. I mean, I can fall asleep to like the first part of it. The second half, it's like the drums kind of kick in, so it's not really. But it's like, I just imagine like being on the beach with my friends and like around a bonfire type thing.
Oh, okay.
This is Love Controls the Sun by the Slockadelics.
Okay.
Featuring Justin Ozuka, who's one of my favorite singers of all
time.
Justin
Ozuka. Damn, that's a person I haven't heard of in a while.
I love him. And I just love it because, like, the guitar is just so, like, it's so chill. And Justin's voice is just beautiful, which we'll start in a second.
Different struggle
to talk about, but we're gonna have a playlist for you guys every week.
Yes.
So
stay tuned.
We'll try to make it go by a little faster.
Thank you for watching.
This has been the Struggle Diaries, and yay. Now the struggle is over. See you guys next week.
For now,
it's never truly over.
God help us.
Peace out, guys.